scrambled egg, mushroom, sourdough with truffle mayonnaise. Then I've got a breakfast brioche, which is a little like thing. Oh, we have the brisola with a tagliatelle. So that's the home cure brisola, rosemary, garlic, and tagliatelle, and then cavolnero.
Is that cheese?
Brisoli is like a prosciutto, but beef instead of pork.
Oh yeah, that wins.
Yeah. And you would go for that or the breakfast brioche. What's the breakfast?
Well, the breakfast is more sort of like a croissant. It's the brioche, so it has the jams and everything.
I'll go for the breakfast.
If you want something a bit substantial, it's all.
So, both for breakfast and then for a drink. Cold drink, I suppose.
I've got the apple and orange, apple and blackcurrant, apple and raspberry pear.
Apple and raspberry, please.
Yeah.
Apple raspberry. Is it apple, raspberry and pear, is it?
It's apple and raspberry.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'll have just a cola. Ubuntu, cola.
One Ubuntu, one apple and raspberry, two tagliatelles.
Obviously, we'll find outside to sit, we will. If anywhere.
Caught it. So the pasta was very tasty.
Yeah, a bit of beef.
Beefed. Two slices of bread and homemade butter. The bread was homemade and I got a second slice. There's a large selection of puddings, which included what I'm going to have, of coffee.
What are you going to have?
Coffee and walnut cake. Mm. And
like a pastry pudding or one of those tarts, one of what you said was in it. More filling than you'd think, isn't it, for the size of the bowl?
Yes. I'm full now, that's it, that's me done with.
That's you really... have a pug?
Oh, of course I will, only because they're here.
Mm.
But I wouldn't if we were out Mommy. Anywhere else.
After lunch, okay?
Nothing they do at the weekend is really nice. I mean, it's a home cured bacon. It's really thick, like a sort of. It's sort of like a thin pork chop, but it's not got bone, obviously.
So it's still Friday the 13th of June. I'm recording a little bit earlier, see? There we are, I'll leave it to you now. You can record a little bit about yourself and the race and the course and whatever.
Really?
Yeah, go.
What do I do is press that
Just
button.
No talk, it's already going.
Okay. Well, I really enjoyed the race. Very sticky, hot evening, a little bit uneven, but brilliant. Through the trees, through the woods. Louise was great company. I nearly pulled her over a couple of times. I had a good race, would do it again. So if she wants me to guide her, I'd be more than happy to help.
Yeah, Togan.
Yeah, is okay?
So it's Sunday 15th of June. Now I'll let you waffle a little bit about you in the race.
Okay, so I'm Andrew, and I was pacing today, Louise, for the second time. The last time we did a 15k at Clapham Common, but it was a little bit slower, so today was a much nicer course. It was a lot flatter, fewer turns, and obviously the second time we've run together, it's kind of easier to, you know, get into it as well. So really pleased that Louise managed to do her PB today of 54 minutes and 55 seconds.
That's what I'm guiding.
Thank you.
So how was it? So this obviously this is easier because the fewer turns.
Yeah.
Was it difficult? Was there many people?
There were some. The biggest problem today was estate agents. There was some, I think, as part of the 10K today, there was a lot of estate agent companies running against each other. And a lot of them looked as if they hadn't really run that much before, and so were getting in the way quite a bit. But we did quite a good job of dodging them.
So, yeah, so I asked you to do 58 and a half. So if you just explain to the audio, everyone else just told me, but how you just decided that it was all right to carry to go faster.
Well, so I knew that doing just under 60 minutes meant that we needed to keep the pace at just under 6 minutes per kilometre. So I thought that if we stuck to about 5:45, then we would be good. So we did that for most of the first half. And then Louise said up to me a few times, which meant she wanted to increase the pace. And so I just increased it a little bit, and we both seemed comfortable. So we stuck at a pace of about between 5:20 and 5:30 per kilometre for the last half. And so finished it in 54 minutes, 55 seconds.
Well, thanks for guiding, it's much appreciated.
Thanks, Louise, thanks for inviting me.
I'm glad to actually do a proper race.
Yeah, it was really good.
When I was telling you about the times for the last one, I just was so hot that we were last, weren't we?
Yeah, we were.
I just didn't care.
But we did really well today. I think we were ahead of, we overtook a lot of people.
What, near the end, though?
Yeah.
So I could feel quite a few people. At one point, you made no qualms in telling me that we'd overtaken someone.
Well, it's whenever there were several times that you'd get, I think again it was estate agents running in a big group, and they would just like run five abreast. And so, yeah, when we got stuck behind a few people, I did kind of suggest that maybe, given that we had to run together, that we might need to get through.
Yeah, it was good. Any difficult bits?
Like last time, I guess the roots are the hard bit, and the bits where you go down from, you know, across paths, and there are little lips and things. But it was a much nicer course than last time, because last time was a much more off-road. But I reckon that if we did a completely flat course, Louise would probably be able to break her PB even further.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, yeah. The spot on guiding, it was much nicer, like you say, to run the second time. You just get naturally used to somebody, even though you are tall.
Yeah,
how
sorry
tall
about
are
that.
You?
Yeah, I'm 6'1½", so it's quite a big height difference.
But it actually, it's strange, but it actually makes me feel particularly comfortable.
Right, okay. Well, I guess if you do stumble at all, at least I'm quite hard to take down.
I did try.
Yeah.
No, I didn't really. Yeah, I mean, I take it I pulled when I did touch base.
Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, as I say, I'm quite a bit bigger than you, so it would take quite a lot of effort to kind of disturb me at all, so it was no problem at all.
What did you do yesterday, anyway? Did you go out yesterday? You got your bike in yet later, haven't you?
I met some friends. I didn't do any exercise yesterday, but I'm going to be cycling later on today. Got a group of friends meeting, and we're going to cycle about 15 miles.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah, it should be good. Hopefully.
How many friends will
say? Well, on Facebook, about 30 people have said they're coming, but you just never know. People are sometimes flaky. So if it's 20, I'll be happy.
Yeah, so that's good enough.
Yeah, it should be good. Actually, if we go off the road, it's probably a bit quieter as well. Let me just check the direction that we're... Yeah, we are going in the right direction.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
So apart from the last race for me, what's the last race you've actually done?
The last race that I did was a race called Bay to Breckers, which is in San Francisco. And it's, I think, the oldest road race in America. I think it started in about 1904 or something. And it gets a lot of people. I think there was about 80,000 people doing it. It's about a 14-kilometre run. And it's a very laid-back event. Nobody takes it too seriously. But it's really, really, really good fun.
What time did you do that in? Any ideas?
I did it in 50... It's 12 kilometres. I did it in 56 minutes.
Were you pleased with that?
Yeah, it was good, because I haven't... I've sort of been out of the... Yeah, out of running for a bit. So, I was pretty pleased with that.
And the race that you did after the one with me last time, what was that one?
That was on the same day that I ran with you last time. I did a kind of very chilled out event called the Colour Run, which is only 5K, and people don't tend to run it very quickly either. Yeah, it was good fun. But my friends I was running with don't run a huge amount, so we took it at a very slow pace.